This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Our question, when did food do you dirty? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
From today's question, guys, fish have parasites. Sometimes they have lots of them. I worked as a foreign fisheries observer on Japanese ships. They were fishing for pollock. One of the ship's captains would make his favorite dish, a stew with miso and pollock livers and male gonads. It's actually pretty damn good. I'll eat just about everything. Not big on tripe, but especially in livers, you could see nematodes, roundworms, and something that I could not identify. I love sushi, but will only order it in a good Japanese restaurant. No Safeway sushi for me. Thank you very much. That from the wildlife biologist.
That is disgusting.
Guys, I learned this stuff called salmiak some years ago. It is a salted licorice candy, and they use ammonium chloride for the salt. It is, for some reason, popular in the Nordic countries and parts of Minnesota. To me, though, it did me dirty. This just looked like a regular licorice candy. Well, I like licorice. I tried it, and it was in my mouth, and both exploded and imploded at the same time. It was downright awful, and I could not get that flavor out of my mouth for an hour. Fair warning, you could find that stuff at IKEA. Just make sure you do not buy the salted licorice candy if you do not wish to experience the horror that is salmiak. That from Dennis. Is it the sugar-free gummy bears that had the ridiculous review on Amazon?
Oh, yes. People are getting runs, weren't they?
Oh my God.
Making people poop or something?
Diarrhea, that was just unbelievable. Guys, I've been in Japan a few times. There is an awesome yakitori restaurant in town. Bacon-wrapped everything. Been there four times. Everyone loves it. Everyone recommends it. Every time I went, one time per trip, I was with a group of people. And every time we ordered, lots of food and just shared. First two times were fine. The third time, same scenario, but about an hour after we left, I ran to the bathroom and spent the night on the toilet holding a garbage bucket to puke in. No one else got sick. Next time I'm in Japan, my crew talked me into going there again. Food's amazing. We all shared. Again, I'm the only one sick. Same result, except I was still out when it hit me. I was dashing back to my apartment and stopped at a public restroom to puke. It was one of those with just a hole in the floor for a toilet. I fortunately made a home for the sitting on the toilet part of my ordeal, but just barely. I don't eat bacon anymore. That from Diana.
Wow, that would be terrible.
I bitches with my buddies and I went to Jamaica. They thought it'd be a great idea to secretly buy some magic mushrooms on the beach and slip it into my pizza. That went well, and I lost a whole day tripping and rolling in the sand until I needed to be put to bed. Well played, boys. That from Duncan.
I still don't understand that move. But the guy's not ready for that. And then, like, he obviously didn't have a great time. Like,
no.
Now you just kind of wasted the stuff you bought.
Yeah. Guys, I'm pretty good with spices, but one day I did the 7-alarm challenge at the Wing Dome. 7 7-alarm wings in 7 minutes. And I was like, I can pound 7 wings in less than a minute, no problem. Well, turns out you had to last the full 7 minutes. Those were the longest 7 minutes of burning pain. When it was done, I started chugging ranch and milk to put out the fire. But the real pain came the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on fire for well over an hour. Fun times. Rock on, bitches. That from Justin. I've done that challenge.
I haven't done that, and I smelled them go by. I'm like, hell no. But when I was in New Orleans, went to a sushi joint, and the owner was like, they have this challenge. it's this huge wad of wasabi, all right? But he carves it to look like a dragon's head. So it's pretty cool. It's this nice presentation. And I'm like, no worries. And the idea was, if you can get this thing down without throwing up and all the rest of it, you get to write your name on the wall of the restaurant. I'm like, sure. So I pop this thing in my mouth, and I take a bite. And as I take a bite, the owner starts screaming, don't you just swallow. And he's right. So I bite into this thing, and I mean, the heat hits like I've been tear gassed. And I realize as I'm now swallowing this and regretting the stupid decision I made, there's only two names written on the wall.
Mm, great.
He let me write mine.
On to the birthday request. Guys, I'm hoping you guys can give a shout-out to happy birthday wish to my friend Britt, who's 25. She's a bundle of fire, and it's great to know her and to get to work with her. How about a suck-it-up cupcake, a cut-that-bitch-off, and some turtle wax for my friend on her special day. Thank you, guys. Listen to you every day. Keep up the good work. And rock on, bitches. That from Adam at the Erection Company.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Cut that bitch off!
Swear to God. Ted, look at this. Adam works at the Erection Company. Obviously, they're construction. Down in Arlington.
Yeah.
Said to Miles, I'm like,
the Erection Company.
You see the name of the company? Where is that?
It was a kid show I watched growing up.
It's up and on.
Yeah. Oh, that was the Erection Company.
The Erection Company. Hi there. My husband loves you guys. Can I request a birthday wish for him today? His name is Derek. He's 29 and will be a father by the end of this year. That from Courtney. She didn't request anything, but give me your penis. It's too small.
Father's just big enough.
Sounds like it works. Hi, guys. Today is my sister Mandy's 32nd birthday. She's my only older sibling, single mother of four awesome kids, and works full time. Although we don't get to see each other that much, I think about her often. And she's had quite a few curveballs last few years, but she's overcome them all. So can I get Coach Ted telling her how life is only going to get better? Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from the much cooler younger sister, Emily.
All right, Mandy, here's the deal. Life always throws you curveballs, and I don't have to talk to Montgomery about this. You know what you do with a curveball? You stay in the box. Now, sure, you're going to wear a couple of them on your shoulder because they're not going to break. That's life. But eventually, one's going to break right over that plate. You're going to swing. Lumber hits ball. Home run. Hang in there, champ.
Hello, bitch, y'all. Happy hump day. You guys make the drive.
Wearing one means you're going to get hit by a pitch.
Yes, exactly.
That's what you've been dealing with. It'll get better.
You guys make my drive home across the trestle worth it. Thank you for everything you do. My birthday finally falls on a weekday, and when you lazy bums aren't on vacation. So I figured I'd request a shout-out, as it is my 34th birthday. How about a burp fart, and what the F is that? And maybe the dirty Germans talking about kayaking and little dinghies. Thanks so much. Keep on rocking. That from Alex.
Oh, my God! What the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, I do not know so much about this kayaking, but I will be bringing a paddle over for your little dinghy.
Yeah, the things about the kayaks is awesome. The old school ones, they was all wood.
Yeah,
yeah, long, the paddles slender. Were woods. Yeah. So I guess, yeah, I was thinking about the canoe. It's a man in it.
Yeah, the man in the boat.
Yeah, the kayaks. That's the one with the tiny little holes where you put your whole feet in.
Yeah, her name was Sheila. She loved the kayak.
Guys, today's my boyfriend Derek's 41st birthday. We both love the show. My boyfriend talks about how awesome it would be to take you guys night clamming over here on Hood Canal. Right. So come on over anytime. How about a big old bong hit and the dirty Germans talking about night clamming and crabbing for his 41st year? Thanks, guys. That from Jill.
Yeah, listen, I am not particular. I don't mind night clamming, but there's also nothing wrong with morning sex.
Yeah, well, first of all, morning sex is the best. But let me tell you something about these night clammers. The beaches I go to, there's no night clammers allowed. So they have these giant signs. Stay out of here, you perverts.
No night clamming, is what they say.
Yeah, so
yeah, sounds like a bad heavy metal song. Yeah.
Night clamming! The people, they drive on the beach, the night clammers are out there, so they get hit.
But tell us, I want to wish my brother from another mother, Dave, a.k.a. Neighbor Dave, a happy 58th trip around the big ball. Dave's always been a great friend who's always there when you need him, and all his friends appreciate and love him. So how about a little turtle wax and the dirty Germans talking about what they would like to do to his buns of steel. Thanks from David, a.k.a. Double D.
Yeah, with your buns of steel, I would simply get some wet and watch them rust.
See, I will see how tough these buns are. Mm. People say quarters. I'm going to see a dime bounce off them. Mm. The neighbor Dave's always a good neighbor to have. My buddy has one. We go to his house all the time and play the bags.
Yeah, you grab his bags and aim it for a hole.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve, it's worth it. You bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of those three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, and this week's episode, we specialize on, well, bad things happening at fast food. Now, I know what you're thinking. Nothing bad ever happens at a fast food establishment. Well, hope you have your fainting couch. Turns out, customers suck sometimes, and they seem to target fast food. Now, we go across the gamut. We have Popeye's Chicken. They're going to make an appearance.
Okay.
We have Burger King, right? And then a place called Captain D's.
Oh, yeah, Captain D's.
Are you familiar with Captain D's?
I am very familiar with Captain D's.
Really?
They're kind of like a knockoff Long John Silver's back in the day.
Okay, all right.
So oh, yeah, Captain D's.
Yeah, D's nuts. All right. So let's start in Palm Beach County, Florida, and Popeye's. There's a video that shows an employee at a South Florida Popeye's being attacked by not one, not two, not three, but four women who were in the drive-thru. According to the deputies there, the four women were inside of a car that pulled into the drive-thru. When the car got to the window, an argument between someone in the car and an employee started. We don't know what the argument was about, but it led to one of the women spitting and then attacking the employee, spitting at and then attacking the employee. Then two of the women got out of the car, went inside, and attacked two more employees inside the restaurant. One woman reached into the window and grabbed money from the register. Then all four women got back inside the car and drove off. The sheriff's office is still searching for the identity of the women involved in the attack. All right. Pretty standard fare. Seems like your average fast food experience now. Now we go to Captain D's, the Long John Silver knockoff, in this case in Griffin, Georgia, where police there are searching for a suspect who they say assaulted a restaurant employee. Now, the suspect was upset about her order when she attacked the worker, once again, through the drive-thru window. But what did she do? She threw food on her, and then, just like the story previous, also spit on her. The police there said, quote, a young lady had ordered food through the drive-thru, and the food was not prepared quick enough to satisfy her, so she became upset, asked for a courtesy drink. And when the employee told her no, she became irate. Now, she had paid for the food, and when she was handed the food that she had waited for, she then threw the food back through the window and spit in the employee's face. And then off she drove. Once again, they're trying to find who these people are. And finally, we go to Utah. You know, safe Utah. And in this case, a Salt Lake man was arrested after he attacked a fast food employee after making a derogatory comment, then claimed to police that he was a fellow officer. 30-year-old Justin Allen Fox, he entered Burger King, walked up to the counter where a Hispanic man was working and asked if he could, quote, buy Mexicans here. The employee told Fox to leave, prompting Fox to shove the cash register. The employee then walked around the counter and again told Fox to leave. Well, Fox reacted by hitting the employee's head. Well, now it's go time. The employee returned a punch, and then Fox got outside of the restaurant, but Fox continued fighting and hit the man with a garbage can lid, then threw a handful of landscaping rocks at him, hitting the employee in the head, arm, and chest. Now, police arrived at the scene as Fox was walking away. They said they ordered him three or four times to stop. He turned around, walked toward the officers, and then he told the officers, hey, I own the store, and therefore he doesn't need to stop. He also claimed multiple times throughout their interaction that he was also a police officer. That's right, he's a Burger King franchisee, a cop, and more specifically, a drug addict. Officers found methamphetamine in Fox's pocket. He was then booked into jail for investigation of drug possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, assault, impersonating an officer, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. So there you go. All okay. Three briefly summarized there. So we have the four women in Florida that attacked the Popeye's employee. We have the woman who threw her food back and spat on the Captain D's woman at the drive-thru window. And then the man who, for no good reason other than he's high in meth, decided to attack a Burger King employee.
Now, I realize that assault involves spitting on someone. You know what I mean? If you spit on someone, that there's nothing else that's going to trigger somebody like that.
But nothing.
In the case of the woman at Captain D's, She did spit in an employee's face. But based on the other two stories where there was also more physical violence involved and physical assault involved, and even though there was another spitting, I don't know what's going on with spitting at the drive-thru.
It was a small window.
Yeah, I'm going to say the woman who attacked the guy at Captain D's, claiming the food wasn't prepared quick enough and drove off, who threw the food back in the window.
Keep in mind, she was bitching that her food was taking too long. When they finally gave her the food, she took the food that she's waiting for and threw it back at her.
Right. I guess that's going to be the one that sucks the least out of the three.
All right. The one that sucks the most is the Popeyes. The woman that attacked the guy, the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simply because...
Well, all four of them ended up getting out of the car and then went into the restaurant. You know.
And I love Popeyes. Mm-hmm. So that's...
You know they're getting that chicken sandwich.
Those people are terrible. Right, I was going to say, after the last like year and a half Popeyes had, there was like shootings and stuff about the chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they still suck the most. Now, Miles, I'll disagree with you because I think the woman at Captain D's, which is very hard to say without laughing.
Oh, I've been chuckling all day.
I know, right? Like, she's spitting on a dude. She's not even taking the food just because it wasn't fast enough. Like, she just seems like a complete...
Well, half the time it's
idiot.
Fish and chips. You either got to wait for the fries to be done or you got to wait for the fish.
Right,
to
and
come.
I get that it's fast food, but like it's not always ready
it
right away.
It doesn't mean instant.
And she spit on him. Now, the Burger King guy, he did the most.
He definitely did.
But I'm going to say he sucks the least simply because he's on meth.
So you're going to give him the meth pass.
I'm going to give him the meth pass. Not saying it's right or anything like that, but I'm saying like at some point I can go, all right, this guy's strung out on meth. He has no idea what he's doing. The comment didn't even be said. He shouldn't physically touch you. But I go, at least he's on meth. Like the lady at Captain D's is just spitting on people. They're not even taking the food she's pissed about. And then the women are beating up the dude at the Popeyes.
Oddly enough, I agree with you only because of this one. It's the spit thing, right? I've been in fights. I've been punched, and to the credit of the guy at the Burger King in Salt Lake, he's ready to throw down with this guy. Right? Like, okay, let's do it. And sure, he got hit with a garbage can.
And racial
insults. Sure, and I've definitely dealt with racial insults, right? You can survive that, but somehow, someone spitting on you, you're right, that's your trigger. You turn into the Incredible Hulk.
It's one of the most insulting things you can do to anybody.
It really.
And it's either people, there's only two types of people that spit. Somebody who has no fear of getting hit because they don't think you'll actually hit them back.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody who's just ready to fight in attack.
Right.
Like a second baseman for the Orioles.
Oh, Spitty Alomar.
Spitty Alomar. Right? Or what was his name? Romo. Bill Romanowski.
Oh, yeah. God.
Remember, he spit in somebody. Like,
boy, he was a jackass.
Yeah, spitting is like, you're like, all right, here we go.
Debate continues if you follow KISW on Twitter on Who Sucks Less. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. The National Park Service has issued a PSA asking people to kindly not push their friends into bears.
All right.
They honestly say that.
It seems reasonable, but, you know.
But they have to remind people.
There's a reason they have to say this.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, the problem.
That is really the problem.
Actually, I was reading through some of their other guidelines. That is one of multiple things they said out there. You know one of the things they said in this?
What's that?
Whatever, there's obvious stuff, you know, don't run. Don't try to yell at it.
Right.
Don't climb a tree. We've all heard that. The one that shocked me said, under no circumstances should you play dead.
Hmm. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I was like reading through their list, and I'm like, that's the exact opposite of what people tell.
Right.
But they were like, don't.
That's almost reflex I've learned it that much, like just lay down, play dead.
Right, that's what everyone says. That's what you always heard. But according right. anyway, to their latest guidelines, they were like, do not do that.
Right, so what are you supposed to do? Just hope?
That is most of it.
Pray to your deity?
While you're hoping, they say, look, typically, the way they explained it, assuming you don't just walk up on cubs where mama's going to rip you apart anyway.
Sure.
They said the bear, if it like basically puckers its lips, shows its teeth, hits the ground, obvious signs of aggression, it's giving you kind of a warning.
Sure.
Where it's saying like, look, you're not necessarily in my yard, but you're awfully close to my fence line.
Sure.
So they said, just maintain eye contact and slowly back away.
Right.
But in the circumstance you do take off running, if you're with your friend, don't push them down or don't push them into the bear.
Jesus.
Yeah, that Red Bull commercial isn't helping.
What's the Red Bull commercial?
It's like two, the deer in Africa.
They're antelope. Sitting
there. Yeah. Right. And they're like, oh, like, why are you drinking the Red Bull? It won't make you faster than the lion. And the one's like, I don't have to be faster than the lion. I just have to be faster than you.
Okay, they didn't say keep pace with your buddy. Look, hey, right. You can outrun him.
Like, just don't push him.
Just don't push him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
An 18-year-old girl got locked out of her house and attempted to get in via the chimney.
How did that go?
She learned the hard way that it only works for Santa and got stuck. And needed to be rescued by fire crews.
Wow. You think she's like, if we can get this fat ass down there, I can do it.
It's just not big enough. I don't think I've ever seen a chimney big enough to even attempt.
No.
And how many stories do you hear of that actually being successful? To be fair, you only ever hear when somebody gets stuck in the chimney.
It always seems like someone's running from the police. They jump on a roof, and then they try to get down the chimney, and they get stuck and scream for help.
Learn from the Grinch, man. Even he got stuck.
Maybe you're right, though. Maybe it's happening more than we know. We only hear about the people getting stuck.
Right.
Also, it's an 18-year-old girl, so there's a chance she's very small.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She should, maybe, fathomably, but...
What do you mean, learn from the Grinch? I thought he was moving his way through the chimney easy.
Right? No, man. When he first went in there, he got stuck.
The first time before he had the bag?
He got stuck just for a moment.
Just for a moment. Okay.
For a moment. I mean, he did eventually make it, but he also went down the smart way. He was kind of doing that little back up against one, and then he's walking down.
Yeah,
he's like doing the proper rock climber strategy.
All right. I'm just saying, in my mind, the Grinch seemed rather successful in his endeavor that night.
Well, he learned he learned how to do it.
Okay, I got you.
When I was a kid, Santa came through the front door.
That's right, you didn't have your fireplace, right?
We didn't have a chimney.
That confused the hell out of me, man, because I had a gas fireplace when I was a kid, and our chimney spout pipe, the top of it, what have you, was honestly, it was not that big around. It was basically about as big around as, I can't have a good
like a big coffee can kind of?
Yeah, pretty much. It's about as big as it ever was. It was like, Santa's not fitting through there without magic.
Man. Look, I've been fielding questions from my son about this since last Christmas. And because he's magic, man.
Right.
I'm like, bro, he's got a flying reindeer. Like, after you accept that, everything else is possible.
Sure.
That's all.
Not to a kid.
Reindeer.
Flying reindeer makes sense.
So he covers himself, and he has to get naked, covers himself in lard. I'm going to make it awful for him.
Oh, God. A man in Calgary stole 160 campaign signs from a woman running for mayor and then called her to complain about them, using his real name and admitting to having stolen the campaign signs.
Well, it makes it convenient.
Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, way to...
So stupid, I can't be mad at you.
I suppose that's a Canadian way. Like, you just feel so bad about it. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to tell you I did it.
Yeah, I took your campaign sign. I don't like you at all.
I don't like
you. My name is Jeff Smith.
Hey, come get your signs.
I live at 1426 72nd. You may be aware of White Castle's cake slice on a stick.
I was not.
I was not aware of it. But that's what the headline said, is that you might be aware of it. I didn't know that this was a thing. But good news, guys. They've upped it to a full 8-piece cake on a stick. Which I don't even know what an 8-piece cake is. Does that just mean 8 layers? I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not working on it.
Yeah,
I think 8-piece cake means just not as big, so it's got 8 pieces.
Oh,
yes, just come out.
Like an eighth of a piece of a cake.
Right, so you were getting one piece. Now I'm guessing they'll give you the whole cake?
Right, this is an eighth of a cake on a stick, is what that sounds
eighth
like.
Eighth of a... eighth of a cake on a stick.
I know there's something about that you want to keep saying. Eighth of a cake on a stick. Oh, my. Eighth of a cake.
I don't know. I didn't do research because, quite honestly,
you have no
cake,
interest.
Cake on a stick is already a little sketch for me. Coming from White Castle kind of just does it in.
Did you stop in there in Vegas to get anything late
the
night?
First time we went down there? Yes, I did.
Yeah, I think that's our closest White Castle.
You might be right on that one.
Maybe. Yeah.
Do they have any in Canada?
No.
Okay.
They have Crystals, which is similar in the South.
Crystals pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
I've only ever been to White Castle in Jersey.
I just can't believe they just never made it west. You know, I know there's a couple in Arizona.
No, they
I can believe it.
Well, and they expanded big for a while, but there was definitely a period where people were like, oh, we don't go to White Castle anymore, and kind of they came back.
Mm-hmm. See, and I thought that it was some great establishment, because I'd heard about Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, and everybody talks about how great White Castle is, and I was like, all right, so I got to try this place. I found it down there in Vegas the first time we went down there. I was thinking, man, I got to find a moment to get in there and get me some White Castle, see what all the fuss is about, just like In-N-Out Burger. And also, just like In-N-Out Burger, I was horribly disappointed.
Just remember, Harold and Kumar were baked out of their minds
through
the whole movie.
Right.
It's one of those acquired late-night tastes, you know?
I mean, if it's acquired Gordon Ramsay like, has
hammered,
to go to White Castle.
I'm hammered.
It'll get the job done. That's what it'll do. Mm-hmm. Plastic bottles are now being converted into vanilla flavoring.
I don't even want to know the process.
I don't either.
Basically, they're inventing it into a lab, and I don't know that I want to know anything about it. I don't know if I want to know if I've got plastic vanilla in my food, but...
You wouldn't want to know at the restaurant today. We have a creme brulee flavored with plastic that we source, or vanilla creme brulee that we source from local plastic water bottles we found floating in the Puget Sound.
Right. Wood pulp's enough for me.
I'll take that. I'd
be happy eating that.
I'm good, man. There's a growing number of Americans that would rather rent than own a home. It's up to 1 in 6.
I can believe that. They said there was like a rush on homes, and it was mostly like Gen Z or millennials, whatever. You know, the American dream. But then the reality of what it is to own a home.
Cost a crap ton to own a home.
It does. And I mean, look, if you can afford it, good on you. But like in my 20s, knowing how irresponsible I was, it was better to rent because if something went wrong, I could contact someone else. It wasn't on me. Once you own a home, something goes wrong, like, I have to deal with this now. And it sucks.
I mean, I'd like to own a home one day, but at some point, I start realizing that it's just because I've been told that I need to go out and go get and buy a home at some point in my life, that a show of success is to own a home. And I still would like to own a home, but I'm in no rush.
I think the true beauty to me of owning a home is, and one, I don't own it. The bank does. They remind me monthly of the thing they call the mortgage. But what I like about it is, other than the interest on the mortgage, I'm at least getting that money back should I ever sell it. Right? Where my rent just dies somewhere. So to me, that's honest to God, that's the only difference.
Right.
For my personal taste.
Build a little equity for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. A new poll asked which decade represents the best years of your life. So your teens, your 20s, your 30s.
You explained it to them. I was like, the 1980s. Mike's like, they mean like your life specifically.
And this also doesn't have to be stuck to what you already know. You could look forward and say, you know what? I'm pretty sure my 60s are going to be the best years of my life because X, Y, and Z.
40s.
40s for you.
Right. Like I said, it's 1 through 10. I don't personally remember it well. I had a fine childhood, but I don't remember it enough to, whatever. Teen years are awkward and stupid. We moved around a bunch, hated high school. That doesn't count. 20 to 30, you're strung out on drugs and homeless.
And you're poor.
And you're, right. At 30s, I started getting it together. But by the time I got to my 40s, it's like, I got kids, I got a house, life's good, I love my
job. I can't believe more people don't say later in life, too. I just figured once you retire, you know, maybe in your 60s.
Oh, my parents, they'd like 70s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, just when you can do whatever you want, you're already
established. Yeah, it's hard to look forward to the future, but like, at 40, I would say my 30s.
Yeah.
Now, my 20s were a lot of fun, but a lot of crap.
Right. Same with me, man. I think my 20s are my best years just because of all that I've been able to do, everything that I went through. And same thing, it's got a lot of crap to it, but I've lived 3 decades, so I don't have a whole lot to choose from at this point.
Right. I feel like that question is better asked to people that are like 80.
Right. they did find that the most popular answer was, in fact, 30s.
Your body doesn't hurt so much.
Exactly. You know? Rules exist for a reason, but sometimes the reason is unknown, such as is the case for these interesting and unusual things that are illegal that may not many people know about.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. That is a tongue twister there. So here's a handful of them for you guys. Let's see. Tickling someone without their consent is actually a form of assault.
if you touch them.
That's got to be.
Yeah. Right. It makes sense.
My kids get CPS on my ass anytime they want. He assaulted me. Man, I tickled him.
Right. Because, you know, assault can be really any amount of touching whatsoever. Because if I'm not mistaken, like, cops can get you on assault on an officer for just pushing him a little bit or what, you know, just touching him in general. Yeah. Miles, you wanted to touch his mustache. That would have been an assault on an officer.
If you throw a ping pong ball at somebody, it's an assault.
Right. Exactly.
So,
so basically, unwanted contact.
So that's why I throw bowling balls. Same crime, brother.
Any unwanted physical contact. Under a 1940s anti-poaching law, not only is possessing or selling a bald eagle illegal, possessing any part of a bald eagle, including their feathers, is illegal. So that's find correct. A bald eagle feather while you're hiking. Mm-hmm. Technically, picking that thing up and sticking it in your pocket means a $250,000 fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you find it. Now, is it just because it's questionable as to how you actually came into possession of it?
It's our national bird, that's why.
Right.
I mean,
because there's no way to verify that you
did. If you find
it
in Canada, you're fine.
That's fair.
But could I bring it back? So, you know, I'm in Vancouver.
I don't think so.
Okay, so when I get to the border, they'll be like, son, you cannot bring this in the country.
Oh, God, we're on four corners again. So technically, right. If I'm standing in the United States and I see a bald eagle over Canadian airspace, and I blow it out of the sky. Few states in the U.S., there are laws on books barring atheists from holding public office.
Wow.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, there goes the freedom of religion.
You got to swear on the Bible, man. Atheists can't swear on the Bible.
So in other words, they just lie.
Exactly.
I'm sure it's never been done.
No,
they can swear on their book.
Right.
What would your book be?
What would that book be?
Catcher in the Rye. It's one of my favorites.
Right?
I mean, like, Harry Potter.
Exactly.
I don't know. But, like,
I mean,
you
legally,
you can't.
It could be a coloring book if you're atheist.
Yeah, exactly.
What would the atheist book be?
Book.
I swear on Hop on Pop.
Right.
That I
one fish, two fish.
It's worse if he lies. Man, you swore on red fish, blue fish.
Oh, that would crush children.
He swore, he broke it. In Florida, it's illegal to tie an alligator to a parking meter. Unless you pay for the parking.
Okay, that's fair.
All right.
All right. Right, because you're taking a parking space. Right. I get it. I don't know why I would ever do that, but if I did and paid the meter. So imagine you're in Florida. We get drunk, decide to do that. Obviously, the cops are going to descend on us. According to the law, man, we paid the parking.
Right.
I kind of like the idea that, like, I'm walking into a restaurant, there's a gator there. I am like, God, Jesus. Mm. I take the time to wrestle him, tie him to the parking meter, and then just continue on my day.
Do you think a cop walks by with a piece of chalk and marks it?
Just
like they do with your tires, you know?
Oh, yeah, drive by.
Yeah.
I thought I was like, dude, I didn't kill him. They don't need an outline.
But again, why is this one on the books? They have to put these rules
Florida.
On there for a reason.
What if he got into a fight and he's missing a limb? Can you do it in the handicap spot?
Look at that.
Florida would hate us.
He's got all four of his legs. It is illegal to hunt whales with a harpoon from your airplane in Arkansas.
Are there whales in Arkansas?
Arkansas.
No.
You know, them natural Arkansas lake whales.
Right.
That's a weird one.
She blows. Right. Indiana Jones up there in a little biplane.
Ooh, turn the plane around. I saw an Arkansas lake whale. And I have a harpoon. Let's get it. No, that's breaking the law.
Joe, what's that mounted on your wall? That right there, that's an Arkansas lake whale. In England, it's illegal to die in the House of Parliament.
What's the punishment if you do?
Right.
You're dead.
Right.
We're going to resuscitate you.
What, does the family get punished?
Charge you and then kill you again.
We resuscitate you and put you in jail.
Again, so that tells me that somebody had to have... Hold on, let's back up to hunting.
I'm sure somebody died in part for all the years it's been there, but I mean...
Was it that stubborn person that, like, sat in a chair and just tried to fall asleep and die inside of Parliament?
But again, I can't imagine that my response is, we need to make this illegal.
Right.
Most people just don't want to be dead anywhere.
But once again, let's back up. Who's hunting whales with a harpoon from an airplane in Arkansas?
It's Arkansas, so I'd say anybody.
This one went on the books. That means somebody did it, or somebody thought about, you know what, there's probably going to be a lot of whale hunters from airplanes over here.
Or they're
here.
Just like, we better protect ourselves. Put this on the books.
Someday this will come up, man.
Yeah.
We need to have this rule on the books. You know, you have to know how to play an accordion in North Korea to be able to teach.
To teach anything?
To teach.
Okay.
In North Korea, if you want to teach, you best know how to play that accordion, because they love musical teachers.
You can see the BTS inflows there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is that the instrument you would pick?
No, it's probably just music class. It's their standard thing, I guess.
An accordion.
It's North Korea. Somebody liked it and made it a rule.
Yeah, had to be. I'd go bagpipes.
That might be new.
I'd go bagpipes.
Yeah, right? If you can play that, cool.
Hell yeah. And you know music.
I go electric guitar. If you can't shred, you can't teach.
Shred your knowledge. Changing your own light bulbs in Australia. The law says that you must hire a licensed electrician to do so.
I'm going to guess the person that came up with that law is a licensed electrician.
Oh, that's fair.
It's a light bulb, man.
I was going to say enough people burn their houses down just trying to change out a light bulb that they said, you know what? Bring in the electrician.
You think they still hear the same crap we hear, like, I don't know putting that last light bulb.
You know what they're doing.
He didn't screw it in, right?
They use a 90 watt. That's got to be no more than a 70 watt. What are you doing?
All this stuff's got to go.
Had to rip the whole panel.
Hey, somebody points out whales have been found in the Mississippi River. And that means they were found in the Mississippi River, the folks in Arkansas hopped in their planes,
grabbed
harpoons
for Mississippi,
and killed those things.
That ain't none of them Arkansas lake whales, though. That's a Mississippi River whale.
That's a Mississippi River whale, not the big field Arkansas lake whale.
And finally, again, these are interesting and unusual things that are illegal that not many people know about. Finally, if you live in London, you are not allowed to shake the dust off of your rug outside of your house after 8 in the morning.
But
yes,
Mike,
people are walking.
No, but Mike makes a good point.
When is before 8 in the morning, Ted?
Anytime after 10.
After 10
but
p.m.
But technically, that means between midnight and 8 a.m. you can do it. The rest of the day, you cannot.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Right, because after 8 a.m., it's the rest of the day. So even if you do it at 9 p.m. and there's no one on the street, they're like, but Ted, it's after 8 a.m., right. Same day. You're going to jail.
It's the gremlins problem, man. But at least for this one, they give you like 8 in the morning, not just at midnight. Can't feed them after midnight. Well, when's before midnight, doggone it?
Because it's the rest of the day.
Right, 11:59 p.m. is still after midnight of that day.
And then it's midnight again.
Boom!
So basically, you have to starve a gremlin to death. Remember that, kids, when you read it.
I'm liking this movie more and more.
If we did feed him, it wouldn't be a gremlin.
You know, that's a good point.
Just be
that is a really good point.
Right. Just be Gizmo. A Minnesota principal has been suspended for her letter to her staff concluding the 2020 year.
Why is that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.